Hi there, this is Lori Edge Hughes of FourLegRehab.com, your place for online canine rehab education. And in today's training audio, we are going to talk about, the most unsexy topic I could think of. Yes, that of cybersecurity for your business. Okay, now, it might not be a sexy topic, but it is important. So let's get on with it. Alrighty, here's the why. So every year we have to do something to maintain our license as physiotherapists, and you pick different things, and it can be about learning something. And anyway, so last year what I decided to do was learn about cybersecurity. So, this is why you benefit from this unsexy topic. So, what is cybersecurity? Okay, basically we are talking about information security. And why do you care about that? Because cybersecurity is something that can impact your reputation. It might impact your compliance and regulatory compliance. It deals with some legal issues or can help prevent some legal issues. And did you know that 60% of businesses that are hacked are out of business within a year? Oh, dear me. Now, pardon me, it is particularly a problem in small business. And why so? Mostly because we really lack experience in security for technology, IT, etc. We're not a big place that has our own IT or department or hire a cybersecurity expert. We tend to lack money and resources to really get into that kind of thing or hire somebody that deals with cybersecurity. We tend to have limited security awareness. We might be unaware of the overall risks, and we might not even know that there are standards. ISO 27001 is the International Standards Organization for standard for cybersecurity. Alrighty. So, again, what is it? What is information security and cybersecurity? So all businesses use and collect information, and it is the what, where, when, who of your data. So let's talk about why cybersecurity for business. Okay, so cybercrime accounts for $6 trillion as of 2021. Small and medium-sized businesses are low-hanging fruit because of how much we don't know. We could have motivations in that ransomware can be put on or accidentally clicked on in emails and impact our computer systems. Somebody might be wanting to hack our intellectual property, and all of that kind of stuff can account to dollars lost. Okay. Now, we also need to think about other things such as incidents or disasters or power outages or software errors, corruption in an update, and or lost data from a failure to back up. So all of those can be problems with your cybersecurity. And the impact could be anywhere from, you know, the damages that you're seeing in your loss of records. It could be fines. It could be a damage to your reputation, loss of information. It could affect your credit. You could lose customers. And of course, you could be subject to a lawsuit, depending on the potential for your customer data to be hacked into. Alrighty. So when we look at risk management, okay? This is kind of your looking at the threats. What are your vulnerabilities? What is the likelihood of an event? And what could be the impact of the event? Okay? And so you want to be looking at what are the things that you can put into practice that, you know, that you would do daily. So it's all the things you think about. Think about when you drive a car, you get in, you put down, you click on your seatbelt, you're going to check that all things are working. All the things you don't even think about. You go to your car and you make a mental note, are the tires, you know, inflated or flat. Things like before you go to back up, you check your mirrors and you might look in your backup camera. So all these sorts of things are things that mitigate risk. And so when it comes to cyber risk, we want to try and establish routines and protocols that are much along the same lines so that they become very much standard, like driving a car. You know all the things that you're supposed to do. Okay. So when we look at risk management, we recognize that it requires input and collaboration across the business. So you really do need all of your people to be involved. So you're not just your employees, but if you've got an IT person, if you've got a legal team, your HR, your finance, and some of all those people are like all in one. They are the same as your employees. So everybody needs to be thinking about this and taking part. We need to look at and update and review our risks annually. And thinking about these things like, oh, what is it that keeps you up at night? What are the things that you're like, oh my gosh, I need to do this? So you have to first identify the data. So what is your most valuable data? Is it your ID? Is it the ID of your clients? Is it your operations, how you operate? Is your finances? It might be all of these, right? So when you're looking at what you're going to start with, you know, figure out, okay, what, pick a topic. Is it your client's data? Okay, how can you look at making sure you protect that? So think about all of these components, right? So again, you define that data. Is it privacy data, intellectual data, property data? Is it vital records? Okay, so for us, often it's the health records, and on those health records is not just the health and the information about the patient, but it then has the contact data of the client, and maybe you keep credit cards on file, that sort of thing, that it's like, okay, well, you know, you've just increased or upped your risk if you do have credit card data on file. So you really need to think about your cybersecurity there. Okay. Focus on confidentiality, integrity, availability. How is your data protected? Is your communication pathway secure? So the data that goes back and forth. Is your data limited to user-based or roles? Okay, who do you have to focus on? What do you have to focus on? Okay, and then what is the value of your information? So you think, what if this particular information became public? What if your competitor acquired that information? So from here, you develop a process to mitigate or accept those risks. Alrighty, so we'll get into some of the actual meat and potatoes in a minute, as far as that goes. Oh, actually, let's meat and potatoes some now. let me just see here. I've got two pieces of paper I'm working from. So let's say in your business, is your access to the computer and everybody's access to a computer system that keeps your patient information, is that password protected? Okay, so in order to get in and see client data and patient data, access to whatever program you store that in should be password protected. If you have, if you have physical charts, are you making sure that those are kept in a locked room inside inside of your building, inside the office? And then you would also look at, you know, your privacy networks that would also be, so let's say if you have your staff that has access to data on their, let's say they're taking a chart home or they're doing something from their home computer. So you want to also then make sure that everybody that may be doing that, that their home Wi-Fi is secured, and obviously making sure that your clinic Wi-Fi is secured, and which means, you know, password protected. So that can be fairly important there. So it's not just looking at what is your clinic doing, and this is where we say you need everybody involved. So you need to make sure that when your staff is logging in, that they are doing so from a secure device, no matter where they are. Okay. So you can also look at, on laptops and computers, installing or ensuring security software and always being up to date with your software, backing up your main computer and your main server so that you don't lose any data, and also to make sure that the screens are locked, so locked in or locked out. So looking at that, if somebody has stepped away from a computer for a long enough time and it's not been moving, that it will lock out that data, and or that when people step away from the program where, let's say your client appointment program, when they step away from that they log out, so that the next person coming to it would have to log in, but also so that nobody can peek over or or do something untoward with the data, or just even be, oh, look, there's a screen and now I can see everybody's names that are on there. Okay. Where else were we? We got that. And I think I said some of these before too. So identifying risks and mitigation strategies, that patient files are in a locked room or a locked cabinet. When you leave, you make sure that your computers are logged off, clients are logged off. And well, yeah, I think that's it, that for that part. So then we jump onwards to cyber insurance. So this is insurance to protect a business and individual users for internet-based risks, and more generally from risk related to information technology infrastructure and activities. So you'd have first party risk, which is loss, damage to your own data. So you lose access to your own data. And then you have third party risk, which is liability to clients, government, regulatory entities, because you lost, or not just lost, maybe somebody broke into and hacked and now has access to client, government, or regulatory entities' data. So privacy liability coverage is all about the data, okay, breaches into private information. Your cyber insurance could also cover regulatory actions. So there might be high variances as to what they'll cover, but it could look at if a formal suit was filed against you or a civil fine was filed against you. These are the things you look for. A policy that would cover notification costs. So if you had to notify all of your clients that somebody had hacked your system, it might cost PR, to improve your PR and sort of like, okay, this is what we're doing, coming up with a PR strategy for you. It might be looking to phone people to deal with the banks, advertise, etc. Okay. So this is definitely a priority for that third party issue, is to have that notification cost as part of one of the things that is covered in your cyber insurance. Okay. So a key aspect to mitigating some of this risk, but also to show that you're, I guess, worthy of having cyber insurance, is to document your security practices. And this is likely helpful then if it does come to using your cyber insurance. You have a standard operating procedures for this is what we always do as it relates to cybersecurity for your clinic, your practice, your little business of whatever sort. So again, as I said, there are standards. If you're like, wow, this is awesome. Thank you, Lori. I want to learn more. So if you want to learn more, again, you can go to the International Standard Organization and look for ISO 27001. And I'm sure that that is reading material that you will just love to dig into. Apparently, there's also another one, the National Institute of Standards, and their cybersecurity document is 80053. Well, now, I think that just about tops up all the excitement that I can put into this most thrilling, for like rehab audio, necessary, but not the most exciting audio we have ever done. So don't hold against me. At least it's something you know. And until next time, cheers.